Senator, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It seems the dominant headline recently has been the tariffs and the economy. President Trump has said these tariffs will be good for America in the long run, but did admit it's going to be kind of touch and go here in the short term. What do you make of these tariffs and the impact they've had thus far?
Look, these are a tool to help hold countries accountable for their unfair trade practices. And he's right about the long run. This is about growing our economy. I wouldn't even say it's the long run, perhaps even the mid run or the short term. We're 6 days into this. Give it a little bit of time to breathe. And, I'm committed to working with President Trump and my colleagues to implement policies to lower costs for American workers. And I think we're on the path to doing that.
I do have a couple of other questions that relates to the tariffs. With the markets being so up and down, some people have talked about the possibility of a recession. What's your message to North Carolinians who feel concerned this morning?
Look, I would say don't panic yet. What did he say? Don't be a panickin', right? But look, let's just say don't panic. Make smart decisions, focus on your work, and I think we're going to get out of this. I think this is a short-term problem, and all this is about is uncertainty, and we're going to inject certainty in by, you've already got 70 countries that have called the Secretary of the Treasury saying we want to work with you, so I think things are going to get better in regard to trade deals for our country, and we're going to inject certainty in when we fix the tax package and make the Trump tax cuts permanent. What Americans don't need is a $4+ trillion tax increase, which would happen if we're not able to pass Trump's tax cut and make those permanent. So we want to make sure that those are permanent. We want to strengthen our military, help American families, American jobs, and unleash American energy. I think that will go a long way in help strengthening our economy.
There was a bill introduced that has the report of seven of your colleagues in the Senate that would limit the president's ability to impose tariffs without the approval of Congress. What do you make of that bill, and does it have any traction to move forward?
Well, if you focus on revenue and taxes, that really needs to start with Article 1. That's the House and the Senate. But if you're talking about trade negotiations, not for the purpose of revenue, which I don't think is really the main purpose. The main purpose is for fair trade deals and not taking advantage of American workers. In American companies. So I think if we do that, then the president's well within his rights. I think we need to give it more than 6 days, which, tomorrow is a week that we're into this, and let it work. Let the plan work. The man is a genius, knows what he's doing, and I think we need to just give his policies a little bit of time.
Visiting with North Carolina Senator Ted Budd. Last week, Senator, you and your colleagues approved what President Trump called the Big Beautiful Bill, which focuses on tax breaks, spending cuts. What do you want our listeners to know about this bill and now what happens since it's been passed?
This is a starting gun to go off and to sprint into passing the tax reconciliation bill. It's about lower taxes for the American families, securing the border, making our military stronger, and a more lethal fighting force. When you do that, you have deterrence and makes the world safer. We don't want to go to war, but you want to be prepared and if the worst ever happens. And when you're prepared, you have a less likely chance of actually going to war, which again, peace is the goal. And we want to unleash American energy, which lowers costs for the American families out there and it'll lower the grocery bill. We're already seeing energy prices come down. I think this will restore some fiscal sanity in the federal budget process. This is about improving the lives of North Carolinians, and I think it does a great job of doing that.
Much has been made, Senator, about the possibility of cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, and other services with this bill. What's your response to those who are concerned?
Never do we ever want to cut essential services that people are paying taxes for. What you want to root out is the waste, fraud, and abuse. And we're seeing a lot of that in the system. And you want to extract those, eliminate those, improve the processes, so that those essential services are there for people. So we're actually making things safer for people and more sustainable. And so I think all this protest is really against President Trump, just like it was in his first term. But this is about making things stronger for those that depend on these services.
Senator, you mentioned the border a few minutes ago. There's been a lot made the last several weeks about deportation, some of the lawsuits that are have been filed in relation to those deportations. Curious what you make of all of that here this morning.
Well, this is about making things safer for us here. These are members that are being deported that are one of the most violent gangs in the world, international criminal organizations, and it's about getting them out of the country. We're fulfilling the promises that President Trump made, we made to the American people to put their prosperity and their safety ahead of a liberal ideology. That was the ideology of the last administration that said everyone, even criminals, have the right to come to America and stay here, and they don't have that right. So we should never allow members of violent gangs to immigrate to America. And these awful people that have hurt people, murdered people, families, young children, we want to give them a one-way ticket out of the country and not an immigration hearing. But look, we welcome good people here to come through the vetting process that's been established and to come here the right way. We want to welcome the good people here that want to contribute to our country. And so we want to be pro-legal with an L immigration, but not for this illegal immigration, which has led to so many problems, including 70,000 deaths in fentanyl through smuggling and the cartels being entrenched along our southern border. We can't have that, Chris. And I think we're already seeing illegal immigration, illegal crossing down 94%. President Trump's, I don't think he's been in office 100 days yet.
Senator, some legislation you introduced last month, the Families Care Act, that provides peer support and services for children, grandparents, and caregivers impacted by this ongoing opioid crisis. What are the biggest things you wanted to accomplish with that legislation?
Well, again, this is about protecting American families, enforcing the rule of law, and making sure that they have what they need and they don't have to face. Every single one of us, Chris, have been touched by the fentanyl crisis. If it's a family, a coworker that's lost a loved one, many of us have been to funerals. I've been to funerals related to this. It's heartbreaking. We need to give law enforcement the tools that they need, and we need to let people know that they're safe when it comes to protecting them against this fentanyl crisis.
Senators, I'll let you go. What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Look, we just finished up one of the longest work periods in recent Senate history. We're working for North Carolinians. Want to let people know that we're available. If you have any interface or any question about the federal government or our work on your behalf, please reach out to us at bud.senate.gov, and we'll start the conversation there, bud.senate.gov.
North Carolina Senator Ted Budd. Senator, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Chris. Talk soon.
Yes, sir.